Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. To another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time to be in the presence of the Lord. If you're listening to me this morning, that means you made it another day. And that's one beautiful reason to be thankful to God. The Lord is good and He is kind always. The Lord is merciful. The Lord is gracious. So I want you to take a second of your time to show Him beautiful gratitude. You can show Him by words, you can show Him by your dance, you can show Him by just offering those hymns to Him, sing unto Him, and let Him know how good He is to you. I appreciate the King of Glory this morning. Unto you, multi-visible Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. If this is your first time of listening to us, this is the Open Heaven Hour. And on this show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion. We use it to dive into the Word of God. We believe on this show that the Word of God is new every morning. The Word of God is applicable to every area of our lives. And the Lord gets to speak to us on this show. He gets to give us direction every morning before we step out. And that is why we are certain that you being here on this show this morning, it was divinely orchestrated by God. If you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. Kindly please share, and invite somebody to this platform. Let them be a partaker of today's blessings. If you have the link with you, give it to somebody this morning. You never can tell, you might just be saving a soul. Today is the 19th day in the month of February 2025. It's a brand new day. I'll be looking at a topic that says Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 19. Rock of Ages, clear for me. Rock of Ages, clear for me. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Numbers chapter 30 to chapter 32. Numbers from chapter 30 to chapter 32. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Our Bible reading is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 14. From verse 21 to 31. Exodus chapter 14, from verse 21 to 31. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 21, it reads, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. all that night and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and it troubled the army of the Egyptians, and it took off their chariot wheels, so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians, on their chariots and on their horsemen." And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained, but the children of Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right and on their left. So the Lord saved the Israelites that day out of the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Thus Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads Exodus chapter 17, verse 15. Once again, I would like to remind you that our topic is Jehovah Nissi. Exodus chapter 17, verse 15 says, "And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi." God fights for his children whenever they have been threatened. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, when Satan started a riot in heaven, God didn't move a finger. He just let Michael, the archangel, deal with the situation. However, when it comes to his children, he rises in defense of them. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 7 says, "The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways." The above scripture says that God will scatter the enemies that come against you in seven different directions. Whenever God's children are threatened by the enemy, he rises up to defend them. Years ago, a military ruler in Nigeria wanted to convert into a civilian president. He consulted some occultic people and he said that there was a man in the Redemption Camp, now Redemption City, whose prayers would not let that happen. The military ruler then instructed soldiers to come and arrest me. In those days, whenever they arrested anyone, the fellow was not likely to return alive. Fortunately for me, I got to know the plan, and to be honest, I was afraid. I went out to pray that night, and after praising God for a few minutes, I said, "Lord, about this matter," and God said, "Don't worry about that, I have settled it." On Friday during the Holy Ghost service, "Tell people to wish each other a happy new year." Even though we were in June, I did as God instructed, and by Monday, the whole country heard the news that the powerful military ruler had died. God rose to fight for me, and I didn't need to lift a finger. I decree in the name of Jesus, anyone plotting your downfall will fall. and fail in Jesus' name. No plan of the enemy will prosper against you in Jesus' name. Beloved, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, according to Isaiah 54 verse 17. This is because the Lord is your banner. He is Jehovah Nissi. When people gather against you, do not fret. Rather, rest in the Lord, who is your mighty protector, defender, and refuge. Just as he fought for the Israelites and defeated the Amalekites in Exodus 17, he will fight for you. He will save your children from the hands of the enemy and preserve all that concerns you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's opener comes with a prayer point that says, Father, I thank you for being my banner and fighting my battles for me. Father, I thank you for being my banner and fighting my battles for me. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. If this open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.